Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We don't come down chimneys anymore, but we make more holiday deliveries to homes than anyone else. Person of color on the front, and holiday magic starts here. This is all coming from the United States Post Office. And then I see another mail carrier. This person's Oriental. And then I go to the back of it, and then we have another person of color. Understanding, of course, we're all in this together, but you want to talk about who's doing the dividing here? So we have Kwanzaa stamps, we have Hanukkah stamps, we have polar bear stamps, we have irrational stamps. What does this have to do with Christmas? I mean, let's break that down into syllables, shall we? Christmas. Then we have Santa Claus there, only to confuse the message of the cross of Jesus Christ, right? Interesting. In America? I mean, this is craziness. Nothing to do with our foundations, who blessed us to have the things that we have today. Psalm 33, verse 12. That's pretty crazy. But again, when you look at Deuteronomy 28:43, I guess you start to understand as to what's going on here. So everybody's all-inclusive except the people that call out the lawlessness in which is taking place in this country today. Anybody sick of it yet? Yeah, me too. By the way, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When we listen to the narrative that's being driven here. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that we all know, for the most part, and I'm going to prove it today, because if you ever want to know the truth, see what the enemies are afraid of. Well, what they're afraid of is the truth, and that's what we preach here, right? Because it sets men free, and his name is Jesus Christ, John 8:32. But it's interesting, when you listen to the narrative coming to the propagandists under the control of six corporations, under the dictates of an agency, unconstitutional, the CIA, it's interesting how they set the narrative, then we see the courts, just in time, follow the narrative and rule in the favor of the narrative, working against the people. I'm reading a book right now, it's a very short book, just on activism from the bench, and I've highlighted the fact over and over and over again that the American people need to deal with corrupt judges because that's the problem here. They are, in fact, sitting back allowing the legislators to create policy that counters American law, only to hand it off over to the courts to reaffirm the policy rather than the law that they're transgressing. That's not the purpose of a judge. And as I've reiterated the point 1,000 times on this show, friends, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution tells us, from the president all the way to the bottom, if they don't sit during good behavior, you are to impeach them politically and statutorily, right? Because there's two crimes that are being committed. Once they're removed, then you bring in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and you prosecute them for the crimes that they committed while in the people's public trust. Okay? And when they fail to actually uphold the law, they're violating the trust. That's why they're impeached, Article 2, Section 4. And then once, friends, after that takes place, the process is to prosecute them criminally for what they did while they were incumbents. Okay? So anyways, with that aside, it's interesting. I just noticed this on the news feed, the propaganda feed, because that's exactly what it is. And again, I'm actually looking really forward to getting to the end of the show so I can highlight the very information I need and want to give you, because it explains away everything I've always told you about how they're bolstering and embellishing numbers concerning the American people as to who as and who has not been vaccinated. They're telling you that 70, 80 to 80% of the people in this country have been vaccinated. And I've always told the people, whatever they're telling you, if they're saying that 70 to 80% of the people have been vaccinated, you can rest assured 70 to 80% of the people have not been vaccinated. And if that wasn't the truth, then why do they have to come in and mandate what everybody is already allegedly doing on their own? Well, there's the truth of the matter. The people aren't doing it because they want to. They're doing it because the mainstream media said they did it, when in fact, if you ask the people, they didn't do it. That's what I'm going to show you. And they're scared to death that the American people are going to figure this out. And that's exactly what's happening, is the American people are figuring out that a quarter of the people, as they say, this is the new thing today, right? It'll change again tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day. And the reason they do that is because they depend upon the forgetfulness of the American people that fail to hold them accountable for their crimes against we the people. But the new thing is now is a quarter of the people in this country, 100 million people, refuse to get vaccinated. And remember, criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, who is not there by the vote of the American people or the approval of the American people, is said he is running out of his patience. And I understand how all the rest of you who have gone along with our propaganda are angry at those that have not been vaccinated as well, right? Dividing the people. What is he doing? He's creating war. And what is he doing? He's pointing it at his political opposition. But this is my point. And this is what you need to get a hold of, because it will liberate you. It's the oldest trick in the book, dictatorially. Friends, just tell everybody that 70 to 80% of the people in this country have been vaccinated, and then that way we'll polarize and we'll belittle and we'll drive the others to corral themselves in to go in and get the vaccination for themselves. They call it a vaccination. I do not. That's what they're hoping you figure out. But again, the new thing is that a quarter of the people in this country have not taken the experimental jab. That's what they're telling you. No, what they're really telling you, if you understand how these criminals operate, and criminals they are, don't doubt a thing I'm telling you, friends. They don't have a right to lie. Okay? They don't have a right to spread misinformation. Right? But what you need to know is that the quarter of the people is the number of the people that really got the said vaccinations. And it's the three quarters of the people that have refused to get it this far. That's why they're having such a problem. That's why they're attacking the military. That's why they're attacking the doctors. That's why they're attacking the nurses. Hey, folks, if it's about your health, is that what you attack? What happened over the last year and a half to 2 years? It was okay that they worked in the hospitals then, but now all of a sudden, if they don't get the shot, they're going to be responsible for spreading the said vaccination. Oh, by the way, friends, we have doctors now coming forward calling out the likes of Fauci and Bill Gates and this criminal administration and those that have gone along with this pandemic, that it is premeditated first-degree murder concerning what is inside of those experimental jabs. That's a fact. That is a fact. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello, Sean from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show this to you, and it's video. If you're on social media platforms, you'll see this firsthand. If not, you'll be able to hear this as well. But if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. We're on the right side of the page. Also, subscribe to our Rumble live feed, which we are rebuilding. Right up on the top of the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Sons or SOL Radio Live. Click onto it and subscribe. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, Susan from California. Totally appreciate your trust, guys. Just so everybody understands, this radio show, we understand, as Andrew Jackson rightly understood after reading the Bible seven times before he died, passed away, and went to heaven. Know of his conversion, friends. Psalm 19:7. Check it out when you get a moment. But if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Some people are out there right now saying, "Are you stuck?" I think I am. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Period. Okay? I just had to say that. You got to check this out. Remember how I just said during the first segment, it seems like the narrative that's driven, the propaganda narrative, sooner or later, give them a minute, the courts agree with it. I can tell you this right now, folks, if the Supreme Court, the lower courts, refuse to uphold the law concerning the putting a block and a stop to the crimes of Joe Biden, I can tell you, folks, it's going to be a whole different attitude. I'm already seeing a different attitude, but it isn't going to be good. These guys are creating more enemies than they know what to do with. But here's the issue. We're under the judgments of God. Oftentimes, folks, as a preacher, I got to hold to the law and the prophets concerning what's taking place in this country, and it's a hard place to be. Sometimes it feels like you're in between a rock and a hard place. But, you know, the fact of the matter is obedience to God right now is resisting tyranny. So as long as we're standing up and holding these people lawfully accountable for the consequences of violating that law or transgressing that law, then we're in the will of God. That's the sign of bringing forth the fruits of repentance. Read Luke 3 when you get a moment concerning what John the Baptist had to say. Remember he said, lay the axe to the root of the tree, quit dealing with the branches on it. Folks, these criminals need to be lawfully dealt with. And it's not enough that the court stop what's taking place here. It's enough for the American people to go after the likes of every single one of these criminals that are in this alliance, Isaiah 28 verse 18, and they must be held criminally, friends, responsible for the crimes against humanity, because that's exactly what's happening here. This is, in fact, a genocide, and I want to show you this video because, again, look at what they're saying. They're saying, we don't care what the courts say. We're just going to do it anyways. I want to say this again. For the new listeners, the burden of proof is on them. They don't have a law that they're making reference to say that what they're doing is solid. We never delegated that authority to them to empower them to attack us in any sense of the word. Okay? Read the Declaration of Independence. What they're saying is nothing but scripted lies. And what you're going to notice here is this Carrie Jean Pierre, this little useful idiot that they're using to go ahead and stand up and speak in the place of the guy that can't, namely Joe Biden, the criminal himself. What's interesting to note, the whole time she's reading her response, notice that she had a response already set up to the question that was being proposed. Why? Because the mainstream media and the corrupt politicians and the agenda that's being pushed forward, they're all on the same team. Let me go ahead and show you exactly what I'm talking about right here. Again, if you're on social media platforms, check this out. So she's being asked a question. Talking about staying the OSHA rule. OSHA is supposed to protect the people, by the way, not attack them.
Is there a concern that the legal wrangling surrounding that rule could delay the implementation of that?
So when the question was being asked, which I'm going to read off for you in just a moment, okay, when the question was being asked, she already knew exactly where he was going. She already had the answer already prescripted to give back to the person. The name said useful idiot called a reporter that she already knew what was going to be asked. You can see her acting out in such a fashion. Then she begins to read off the answer as to the question that was already proposed to her. This is what the reporter said. We heard this initial White House response to the Fifth Circuit staying the OSHA rule. Keep in mind, OSHA is there to protect the people, friends, not to attack them. Okay? The vaccine or test mandate, said this useful idiot, really take effect there beginning of next year? Is this the White House concern that the legal wrangling surrounding that rule could delay the implementation of that? And what's the administration's message to businesses and Americans, you know, who are subject to that rule? Notice how it was completely teed up to push forth the agenda. Now, I want you to check out the response that she gives. I'll let it play for a minute.
Broadly speaking,
she's reading it off.
Defending a policy is not a new thing from an administration, regardless if it's a Republican or a Democrat administration. This is something that happens all the time.
Now, notice she said it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican administration. She just proved the point, friends, that we're not ruled by party affiliations. But the American people are under the assumption or the impression that somehow or another, that when the Democrats are in power, they're a law unto themselves, and when the Republicans are in power, they're a law unto themselves. I'm here to tell you that both are false. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional policy, and she just blurted the truth out in her confusion is what she just did. I'll let her go on.
The administration clearly has the authority to protect workers and action.
No, they don't have the authority, friends. There is no law that tells the American people, nor is there any law that the said politicians can point their finger to and stating that we have the constitutional authority to implement that which is unconstitutional. When the American people understand that they're getting you to ask or to answer the wrong questions, and as long as they can do that, they can get you to ask and answer the wrong questions. That's what they're doing right here. If the American people knew the law, which they don't for the most part, that's why these criminals are getting away with the things that they're getting away with, is because the people don't understand that what they're doing is unlawful. In other words, when we bring in the law, the way that we always do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we are bringing forth the law to show you that what they're doing is criminal. That law exposes them for the criminals that they are. They don't have a law making reference to say that they can implement vaccinating somebody by force in any sense of the word. So if you look at the law, that will show you that what they're doing is criminal every step of the way.
Announced by the president are designed to save lives and stop the spread of...
Save lives. No, folks. Save lives, nothing. Absolutely propaganda every step of the way. There is no lives being saved. There's a lot of lives that are being lost because of it. I want to bring you over, and then I'll come back to that in just a moment, but I want to bring you over to a nurse that calls out the overwhelmed hospitals, that completely destroys the lies that you just heard coming from the People's White House most recently. You ready for this? Listen carefully, because this is just not over in Europe. It's happening here in America. I've had nurses unsolicitedly call me and say, you know how you live, Bradley? You stay out of the hospital. You know who the people are that are dying in the hospital, friends? Those that have been vaccinated. According to their experimental jabs, they're telling you the exact opposite. Okay? Isaiah 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. Listen to this nurse call it out for what it is. And again, this is important for everybody to hear. This is the news that people are not getting. This is the news that are being censored, that is being censored by Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the mainstream media. Check this out.
I asked
because
no one's taking
you.
Yes. Now unemployed.
Well, and,
this is a global
experiment. Do you
mind doing it? No. This is a global experiment.
Global experiment.
It is. That is not going actually very well for the people. And any nurse will tell you that the hospital systems are full with vaccinated patients with adverse reactions.
Okay, the nurse just said the hospitals are full with people that have experienced adverse reactions to these said vaccinations. I'll let her go on.
Repeat that again. So the hospitals are full.
The hospitals are full of vaccinated patients with adverse reactions.
That's exactly right. It's exactly what we're hearing in America as well.
When it was mandated.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Okay, so before that time, you were seeing patient after patient being brought in with adverse reactions.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got friends, nurses, we talk a lot, we know a lot of people. Directly at that time, I wasn't in the hospital, but all my friends were. Hospital, patient after patient, coming into the emergency department, ICUs are full of vaccinated
people. ICUs are filled with vaccinated people, she said. ICUs. Is that what you're hearing in the United States of America? Absolutely not. Why the defiance? Because of that truth. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again promoting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden will sign soon. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling final passage of the bill an incredible accomplishment. Raimondo explaining how the infrastructure bill will impact her department and help American workers and businesses.
It is going to enable us at the Commerce Department to fund key priorities that will have very tangible positive impacts for American workers and businesses.
The Biden administration is sending notices to tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States interior without being given a date to appear in court. The illegal immigrants will have to provide documentation as far as where they're living, and they may be deported. You're listening to USA Radio News. Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see us there. Click onto it. Join us on SOL Radio Live. Join us and subscribe to our new Rumble Live link. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you, friends, in response to the propagandists, concerning what is really happening out there. We're being told one thing by this person in the administration. They're looking out for the good of the people, and then we're going over to the nurses that are actually telling us the truth, and they're telling us that the hospitals are filled with people that have suffered adverse side effects from their experimental jabs. How is this being concealed? Well, just ask Google. Just ask Facebook. Just ask Twitter. Ask all the mainstream media outlets that continuously sell themselves out for 30 pieces of silver, that are lying to you because they're getting paid by Big Pharma in their ad money. Yes, you heard me right. That's why you're hearing all of these commercials pushing this propaganda. That's what's going on here, friends. It's all bought and paid for, okay? I also wanted to show you as to, well, you guys all seen this, right? This is just recently. These are the political leaders, as they like to be called. Look at this. Look at this photo op here. You can watch real carefully, friends. This is them taking a picture with their masks on. And then when the picture was taken, they instantly take them off and stuff them in their pockets. Okay? They don't believe the propaganda that they're selling you. So, in other words, they know how to lie better than most Americans or people on a global scale know how to tell the truth. And I say this, shame on you. I've done this in the United States of America. I have shown politician after corrupt politician after corrupt politician saying one thing to you, pushing fear and oppression, and then behind closed doors, what do? The same thing these individuals are doing right in front of your faces. They know it's propaganda. They know it's a lie. And if they know it's a lie, when are you going to figure out that there's no truth in these people? John 8:44. They don't know how to tell the truth. They've already seared their conscience, friends. Let me say it this way. These are not the type of people that you can help. They are the kind of people that you must lawfully remove and prosecute and nothing short of it. Okay? Let's just get this straight in our heads right now, friends. Because that's exactly what is happening here. Do you guys all remember back in 1985? When we had doctors that were telling us that these things were going to come to pass if we didn't pay attention and put a stop to it? Well, let me go ahead and show you some of this.
I think the public needs to be informed. We need to be told the benefits versus the risk. We need to know what we're facing.
Well, the darker side of the polio vaccine, and what nobody knows, is that Jonas Salk has pointed out that in the last 10 years in this country, two-thirds of all the cases of polio have been vaccine-induced.
How many cases is that?
And how many cases, Bob? Would you not interrupt me for a second? I know that doctors are used to interrupting patients, but not another doctor.
He does make a point that we should also say Sabin is live and live vaccine, and Salk
is inactive,
right, as we say in the laboratory. All right, how many was it? They asked.
Well, how many people know that, the European epidemic of polio, there were about 20 or 30 cases in this country? Now, of course, the American doctors will argue that the reason why polio disappeared in this country was because of the vaccine. But then why did it disappear in Europe in the 1940s and the 1950s without mass vaccination? Why doesn't it occur in the third world, where only 10% of the people have ever been immunized against polio or anything else?
So, in other words, we may be fighting a tiger that died.
That's quite correct. Ask the people in Great Britain. Ask the people in Japan who
back here. Gentlemen, if you please, I've got probably the smartest audience we've ever had.
I have a question. How long a delayed action, if any, would you connect this with, like MS?
Is MS a possibility? Would multiple sclerosis be one of the possible results?
As a matter of fact, there's a new publication that just came out from John Hoffman, who's a close associate of Toni Morris's, that gives the references linking MS in later life to the early introduction of live virus vaccines like measles and like some of the others that are live viruses.
So now, they were creating through the vaccinations the very things that they say that they were curing.
MS or amyotrophic
sclerosis
or any of those degenerative neurologic conditions of later life, carefully review their vaccine histories.
I would also like to comment to that, because in connection with my case, I've been doing some research.
Let me tell him once again, Ms. Gundy, that you're a Guillain-Barré victim, contracted following your receipt of the swine flu vaccination.
Yes, and I am in the process of writing a book about my experience, and in the process I've done considerable research, and from what I have learned, it looks as if immunizations frequently cause autoimmune diseases, not only Guillain-Barré syndrome, but
1985, friends.
Arthritis, multiple sclerosis.
These are all doctors that are telling you the truth. 1985.
We should also say that there's a good deal of evidence suggesting that multiple sclerosis may be the result of distemper in an animal that the victim received during childhood. Now, none of this is absolutely nailed to the wall, but that's the problem with this. What's a mother to do with all of these balls in the air and nobody really certain?
I would just like to also comment that we had 46 million people vaccinated with the swine flu shot. And I have written to Ralph Nader's organization. I have written to some of the government organizations trying to get them to do a survey, an ongoing survey, to see if these vaccinations do cause autoimmune diseases or what the reactions are. I can't even get a response because I'm not a doctor. I have no clout. I'm a nobody.
Mrs. Grant, why were you shaking your head?
She's just a victim telling you the truth of the matter, friends, and they don't want you to hear the victims. They don't want you to tell the people, they don't want you to hear the people, I'm sorry, that know the difference. They don't want for the people that have suffered adverse side effects, which, by the way, their numbers are growing. If these hospitals, the way that we're being told by those that are telling us the truth, are filled with people that have been, I don't want to say the word abused, but I want to say that these people have suffered adverse side effects. They're suffering from these experimental vaccinations. They don't want you to hear them. They don't want you to hear their voice. And yet I continuously go over to Health Impact News and I highlight the facts of the matter. I highlight the truth of the matter. And what is it that the American people still don't understand? What do these nobodies, like she just called herself, one that suffered from one of these said vaccines back in 1985 when they were warning us, what does she have to prove? What does she have to gain? Somebody tell me. 1-866-582-9933. The people that are pushing the propaganda, the ones that are driving the narrative, they have everything in the world to gain concerning what it is that they're looking to and what it is that their hearts are set upon. The love of money, which is, by the way, the root of all evil, Scripture tells us. This is insane. This is insane. Tim Brown just highlighted morning show host. He just highlighted a little 12-year-old boy in Germany who was forced to get the said vaccination. And what happened to him? He's not here with us anymore. Isn't that insanity? But yet this is all being blocked. All these sites are being called fake news because they're telling you the truth. Really? Interesting. Health Impact News, 2,433 deaths in VAERS. Pregnant women. Did you hear about that? Nope, didn't hear a word about it because it doesn't fit the narrative. You understand? Doesn't fit the narrative. I showed you yesterday, and I'm going to show you right now again, Health Impact News. Do you have blood on your hands? Tens of thousands of children age 5 to 11 inject with gene therapy shots. Injected with experimental gene therapy shots, and yes, their mothers are dropping them off to get the experimental jabs. Did you hear about that? No. Are you hearing about the side effects concerning those that are dying from all of this? No. Matter of fact, there is some doctors right now that are trying to tell you that COVID vaccine injured these that have been suffering from the side effects, if it's not been death, are testifying in Washington, D.C. concerning the crimes of those that are pushing the narrative. It's on social media platforms. Look for yourself. Doctors are being ignored. We played yesterday from Teresa Long, how she said she had a ground airline pilots that were forced to take the said experimental jabs. Why did she have to ground them? And of course, you're not going to hear about the pilots that are up in the air that are dying in the process of the flight. Of course not. Of course not. And guess what, friends? All the people that are responsible for selling you the narrative, not a one of them showed up. Not a one of them showed up to listen to those that are testifying concerning their injuries. Does that make you mad? Because if it doesn't, what does make you mad? What does make you mad? Here you have Ernest Ramirez, who took his son to get a shot. He shows a picture of his son in the casket. He's sobbing from his heart. I can feel it as I'm saying it to you even now. And he said, my government lied to me. Of course. The question is, Ernest, with all due respect, my friend, when did they ever tell you the truth? And I want to make sure people understand that this is our reflection. This corruption that we're highlighting is our reflection. Oh, and I wanted to show you one more thing, too, because I know a lot of people are excited about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and Kristi Noem and the governor from Alabama. And they're excited about all of these attorney generals that are getting together, all 11 of them. And they're saying, we're going to take it to the federal government. You know what's interesting? They're supplying COVID-19 bioweapon shots for parents to abuse and attempt to murder their own children. Wow. Why are they suing the federal government then? You understand?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you this. All those that are excited about the good governors, or so you would think that they were good governors. By the way, who told you they were good? The mainstream media. Who tells you who's bad? The mainstream media. Who's good? The guys that are pushing the propaganda. Who's bad? Those that are standing against the propaganda, such as myself. You know, it's time for Americans to stand up and be counted, yeah? You only get one life to do it, folks. You know, they took a survey of those that were on their deathbed, and they found the top three answers, and I'm only going to give you one. The number one response was this: I wish I would have taken more chances when I had time to do it. You mean like trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will bring it to pass concerning His promises? Yeah, that's right. Proverbs 3:5. Check it out when you get a moment. Look at this. Red state governors don't get caught up into the political affiliations. It really bothers me to no end. But the good guys that are being sold to you, Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, the governor from Alabama, and the other eight that are standing up and allegedly fighting off the likes of Biden. By the way, they don't have to bring forth a lawsuit. That's all they have to do to the government, the federal government, is say, not here. We have the 10th Amendment, period. This is all a dog and pony show, friends. That's all this is. That's all this is. But look what they're doing. Folks, not one governor in the United States concerning these bioweapons, because that's what they are, not one governor has stood up and said, let's stop this madness and stop killing and maiming our children. And not just the children. This is insanity, Americans, that you're still just sitting there and allowing them to do this. Insane. Insane. I can just hear somebody now say, Bradley, what have you done? Well, let me ask you the question. Since you don't know who I am, let me ask you, what is it that I haven't done? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not up here on the radio telling you what to do if I haven't practiced what I preach. Fact of the matter is, it may be a different battlefield, but the fact of the matter is, we are out there constantly doing what we are preaching. Constantly. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, November 13th, I just talked to the person that put this on this morning, Lisa Hansen, and they've already got it three quarters filled. So I'm suspecting it's going to be an easy sellout. And you have to get tickets, and I believe it's free. But you have to basically identify who you are in the sense of getting a free ticket. They're just, what they're doing is calibrating, friends. Calculating as to who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. Stu Peters will be there. Myself will be there. T.C. Pearson, Eric Mortensen, Keith Haskell, Kevin Furman. And again, I'll just predict that right now it's going to be sold out. Almost everywhere we go now, friends, they're completely packed. I'm the guy that people call when they get in trouble for some reason. See, they keep coming. They run back to God. When they see that they're okay, they're fair-weathered friends. They're not even good for the devil. What do? Well, they run back to God when they get in trouble. You know, it's a good thing to do, but why don't you give the Lord your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength in the process of doing it and quit playing the fair-weathered friends? That's hypocrisy. Nobody likes having people like that around them, period. But again, Saturday, November 13th, 5 to 9 p.m., we're going to be there, and I'm suspecting that it's going to be completely sold out, just for the record. So we are out there doing this stuff. And it's not just speaking, friends. These people are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Okay? I got to get over to these callers really quick. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Dan, please make it really short. I got to get to the gist of my message today. Go for it.
Okay. It might not be the right day, but I just try to go as quick as I can, and I'll just wait for your response. Okay. If you go in to supposedly go get the vaccine, I've been doing a lot of going into places and questioning. So I went in a couple different places. Well, in one place, I said, I want to get this shot real quick. And they said, well, you give us your information, and once we get your information, it takes about 15 minutes to get the shot. So it's not ready for you. But let me go another step further. So yesterday I was in a store, and I went up, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do some more snooping. Like I said, we got to get out there and try to identify what's going on. So I went into the store, and I go up to where the consultation is, and they're busy. And I thought, this is a perfect time if they could hopefully make a mistake. So I'm asking questions. They sell the Pfizer there, or they give the Pfizer. And I look over, and the lady's getting the shots ready. She was giving other shots to people, the pharmacist. And there was like four or five different color tops on the vaccine.
Huh.
Okay. Now, Bradley, now listen to me. So I said to the lady, and she wasn't the pharmacist. The pharmacist was getting the shots ready. And I said to the lady, I said, well, why is there different colors? She said, oh, once we put all your information in, then they tell us what color to give you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to, and I'm hoping
give me,
the rest of you.
Dan, give me information on that. Let's pull that information back up. And I've heard whispers of this that have been out there. And I do believe that they are zeroing in possibly on their opposition or somebody that may be a threat to what they're trying to push forward on a global basis.
Well, I audio taped the first time, and I have it on tape where she said it took 15 minutes. Yesterday's conversation didn't take because, I had to put my phone in my back pocket, and I thought, well, they'd be able to hear it. The first time I had a sweatshirt on, and it went over. But I'm going to try to get the information. But I'm hoping other people that are on your list can go out and start trying to find this information out, too. Brad.
Yeah, help me on it, would you, Dan, for tomorrow? I mean, it's not like I don't have 300 different avenues I'm running. I'd appreciate your help. Thank you for bringing this information to the surface. And Dan, as a matter of fact, contact me tomorrow, would you please, in the morning, if you could? I totally appreciate it. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Sal, please, 1 minute or less. Go for it. No, Sal. Okay, let's get over to the topic here. This is what I want people to see, and I'm looking forward for you to see this information concerning what, in fact, is going on. You guys all know who Alyssa Milano is, right? Just to show you how you're being duped here. Alyssa Milano, she sets herself up again for the fall. She sets out a tweeter, or I'm sorry, a tweet, a tweeter, a tweet, and on her account. And it's interesting, Alyssa, she's an absolute lunatic, for a better way of saying it. I don't know how to, I'm not demeaning her. She's doing that all on her own, but she's got 3.6 million followers. Okay. She was a child actor. That's how people know who she is. She said, blank COVID, let's beat this thing. Okay. So she thinks everybody's on the same page with her. Now, remember what I said during the first segment. They want you to believe that there's a quarter of the people in this country, 100 million people, that have not taken the experimental jab. I'm proposing to you, which I know in my heart to be true, the opposite is true. Three quarters of the people in this country have not been experimentally jabbed. And if that wasn't true, then why are they mandating it if everybody's just getting it? Okay, let's think this through. Again, consider the source. They're liars, John 8:44. So going back to Alyssa, she wants to go ahead and try to show everybody as to who's on board with getting the said vaccination. So she sets herself up. She takes voters. This is a real poll, too. This is what the enemy does not want you to see, and this is what I continuously show you, friends, that it's the old Saul Alinsky tactic, cause them to believe there's more of us than there really is, to belittle you into submission. Don't believe it. This is what dictators do. It's the oldest game in the book. It really is. But what she did is she took a poll of 173,429 people. Okay? This is what she found. She asked the question, will you be vaccinating your 5 to 11 children? That's what she said, 5-11 children. Okay? Number one is right away. How many people voted to get their child vaccinated, according to them, again, between the ages of 5 and 11 years old? 6%. Then the next question was, the same question, I'm sorry, but when it's mandated, right? Will you be vaccinating your 5 to 11-year-old when it's mandated? 2% of 173,429 people voted. This is your enemies, America. This is what they don't want you to know. This is the voice of the people. This poll was taken from the slew that infects immorality worldwide. Okay? Alyssa Milano asked, will you be vaccinating your 5 to 11-year-old children? Guess who said never? 92% of the 173,429 people that voted on this poll said 92% that they will never, ever get vaccinated. How does this fit the narrative, friends? And by the way, this is the information that they do not want you to see. Why? Because it completely destroys their lying narrative. And that is my job, is to tear down our father's altars, and not just that. Remember, after Gideon did what he was told to do, then he went after the enemies lawfully to do the Lord's bidding. And so should we. Because if we let this go, friends, again, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. I don't want to be a part of that lot. 92% of the poll taken by our enemy, Alyssa Milano, said that they would never, ever get the vaccination. How does that fare with the narrative today?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.